If you're a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you're looking for unlimited funding for your deals without relying on hard money lenders or commercial lenders, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money right now. And welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor, the Private Money Podcast. And I'm your host, Jay Connor, known as the Private Money Authority. If this is your first time tuning into the show, a very special welcome to you. And as I said just a moment ago, I promised you I'm going to plug you into the money. Now, before I do that, I want to let y'all know I've got a very, very special guest that is just going to blow you away today with his experience and knowledge. But before I introduce my guest, I want to plug you into the money. I just recently released my brand new book titled Where to Get the Money Now, subtitle How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. So this book will walk you through step by step exactly how I raised over $2 million in less than 90 days when I lost my lines of credit at the bank. And I have a promise for you, follow my instructions, you'll never miss out on a deal for not having the funding. So I'm gonna give you a special link to where I'll send the book to you. The book is free, spend a couple of bucks just to cover shipping and handling, and we'll get it rushed right out to you. The URL is www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. That website again is jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K, and we'll get that rushed right out to you. Well, my special guest today is the owner, the founder, the executive chairman of a company called Want to Sell Now. He's today, I don't know about the rest of the year, but today he's down in Miami on the beach. Anyway, this company is the largest nationwide wholesaling company in the United States, and it is based out of Austin, Texas. Now, my guest also owns a fleet of semi-trucks, multiple e-commerce businesses, and invests in multiple companies and commercial real estate. Now, he also owns this mastermind, the seven-figure cartel mastermind. I can't wait to hear about that. That gets people quickly through the hurdles to become and enjoy a multiple seven-figure real estate investing company. Now, he grew up in Northern Virginia, spent the first 5 years of his career in personal training before moving to Austin, Texas, where he now lives. Moved to Austin with no job, network, very little money. And as soon as he got to Austin in pursuit of new opportunities, he decided he was going to do whatever it took to be a successful real estate investor. Well, it did not come to him easy, as it doesn't for most of us. It took him 11 months before he got his first deal, and he didn't give up. He worked 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, got a six-figure sales job at Indeed.com, while at the same time he was building his real estate investing business. Well, he devoted all of his sales commissions and time outside of the 9-to-5 to building his real estate business until he was able to go full time. So as soon as he went full time, he quickly scaled his real estate company to where it is now and did all that in less than 3 years. And today he has got 8 different streams of income and is working on creating more. With that, let me welcome to the show here, my friend, Nick Perry. Hello, Nick, welcome to the show.
Jay, what an intro, man. That was incredible. But hey, I'm honored, excited to be with you guys right now. So looking forward to learning from you and hopefully be able to give it a lot of value to the audience as well.
Absolutely, Nick. So looks like you're relaxing down there in Miami today.
I am. I actually just moved into a new house here in Miami Beach. So I'm getting my office set up. The interior designer's coming back and forth. So I'm hanging out on the couch, working from the couch today. So
awesome.
How bad.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, I appreciate you taking time out to join me and the audience here on the show. So are you ready? You got your seatbelt on.
Let's go.
All right. What got you into real estate?
Well, you know, work my entire life, you know, being coming from kind of middle class family, everybody that I surrounded myself with was, you know, W-2 employees. They work 9 to 5, just like, you know, the majority of the world. And when I was a personal trainer, most of my clients were really, you know, really well off. They were, you know, business owners, they were in sales. And those were the guys that were taking the nice vacations. They were driving the fancy cars. They had, you know, the freedom and all the things that, you know, I wanted in life. And so rather than going with the flock to, you know, continue on a 9 to 5 path, I realized, you know, in order to be financially free, I better, you know, go out and build a company or get into some high ticket sales, because that's what everybody that was actually had money was doing. So I didn't know what I wanted to do, but real estate ended up turning out to be that vehicle. And it's been, you know, it's been incredible. It's, you know, the best decision I ever made in my life.
So you mentioned the word freedom. What's your definition of freedom?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here right now in Miami Beach. I'm I live 2 blocks from the ocean. I've got, you know, the freedom to be able to go where I want, when I want, be with your family when I want. So, yeah, that's, if I, you know, was working at a 9 to 5 job, you just can't do that kind of thing. So that is, you know, also freedom just to be able to go into new ventures, you know, there's, and explore different areas of life. That's really what it's all about for me. So, yeah, I've been able to create that for myself. And yeah, it's been a heck of a ride.
So what year did you start?
I started 2014. I landed in Austin, Texas, like you said, without really anything. I had like $5,000 to my name. And, you know, I just started putting, you know, learning and taking action, and then, you know, just didn't give up. And now here we are 7 years later.
Yeah. So what were some of your early struggles?
Early struggles was, you know, obviously everybody's got a learning curve, but in 2014, I was doing a lot of direct mail. I wasn't getting a lot of results either. I would hand write the cards myself because I didn't have enough money to pay a fulfillment house. And, you know, I had to get good at sales too. You know, when I moved down to Austin, it was a much different place than Northern Virginia where I grew up. So, you know, I had to adapt my sales style. You got to be, you can't talk so fast down in Texas like you can up in Northern Virginia. So I had to slow down a little bit. And really just the biggest thing was I was getting too much information. I think this is what happens to a lot of investors, is I'm watching YouTube video after YouTube video, trying to absorb as much as I can. And I really didn't start getting traction until I hired my first mentor and just plugged directly into him. So I started working with Sean Terry, great guy, in the very beginning. And I would visit with him every quarter, and he would, you know, tell me exactly what I needed to do. And I'd come back the next quarter, and I did that for a couple of years, and that really got me going. So hiring a good mentor early was critical for my success. I was fumbling around trying to watch YouTube videos for the first 11 months.
Right. I got you. So, yeah, getting a mentor, getting a really, really good coach up front was very, very important for you. We got people that are saying hello as we're here on the show. We got AP says he or she lives in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Kenneth James, for the nice shout out that I just saw there in the comments. So you've got one of the largest, if not the largest, wholesaling company in the U.S. What's your company look like?
So basically, what does it look like physically? It's an inside sales office, right? So we've got 11 employees, and you know, the inside of it, we've got 5 acquisitions. We've got 3 dispositions. We've got my CEO, then we've got a couple support admins, and then myself. So we're not huge, but, you know, we've been doing it long enough that all of our people are just A players.
How many number of deals are you doing these days in your organization?
So when we're in the office, we're getting anywhere from 3 to 5 contracts every single day. So, you know, between 40 to 60 closed and funded deals every month.
Gotcha. And how many different markets are you in?
The unique thing about my company is we market the entire United States. So I don't have a specific market or pockets or different markets. I literally blanket the entire U.S.
Gotcha. So about five contracts a day, day in and day out. Let's make sure everybody understands what we mean when we say wholesaling. Different people have different definitions of wholesaling. So what's your definition of wholesaling? How does that work?
Yeah, wholesaling is, you know, you're going and you're contracting property, or wholesaling, you could literally wholesale any item, but we'll just use real estate for the example. So you negotiate with a motivated seller to get a property under contract for a certain amount that you can turn around and give it to an investor for a higher amount. So easy numbers, you got a $100,000 property, it's worth $100,000. You get the seller to agree to let you have that property and put it under contract for $65,000. And then you turn around and you find it a fix and flipper or an investor that wants to buy that property, and they'll buy it for $75,000. Well, when you get a contract with both parties and turn them into the title company will give you a $10,000 check, or however much the difference is.
Right. So would you say wholesaling in your company is sort of synonymous with assigning or collecting assignment fees?
Correct. Yeah. So we collect a lot of assignment fees, but we're not just a one trick pony either. We do subject to deals. I hold a lot of rentals in my portfolio as well. We do novations. So we're always looking for different exit strategies to monetize more deals.
Right. Explain to everybody what a novation is. What's a novation deal?
Yeah. So a novation deal is basically if you have a seller that wants, you're close to retail, their house is in pretty good shape, right? You can go ahead and contract that property. Say they want the house, we'll use the $100,000 example again. You got a house that's 100 and the seller doesn't want to take a dime less than 90. Well, you put that property under contract with a novation agreement at 90,000, and that novation agreement will allow you to actually list that property full retail. Sometimes there's minor repairs that you do as part of the novation agreement. You may go in and do some carpet or paint or landscaping, but you're not doing any heavy, remodels. These are properties that are in fairly good condition, and you can, put them and list them and get full retail from a conventional buyer at the end.
Right. What would you say is different about your organization, say, from some of your other friends that have real estate investing companies, or say from some of your other competitors?
Well, being nationwide is completely different than being in a select handful of markets, because we don't have boots on the ground. That would be really impossible. We have to, I think I lost you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, so in order for us to be successful, we have to literally do everything over the phone, from acquisitions to dispositions to coordinating the showings. Literally everything from A to Z is done remotely from our office in Austin, Texas. So that's something that's different than a lot of people, is literally we don't have anybody, any boots on the ground or anything like that. And then, additionally, my people, that's the biggest key to my success, is the caliber of, candidates that we've attracted into our organization. I think bar none, I put my team up against anybody's team. I got a great group of guys.
Give us a 30,000 foot view of how do you run a company totally remotely or virtually?
So I cut out there for a second. So how do I put on a 30,000 foot view for what?
Yeah, 30,000. Give us a 30,000 foot view of how you run a totally virtual remote operation, no boots on the ground. Like, what are the key components that you've got to have in place for that to work? I'll just let you answer the question. I've got many sub questions, so I'll let you go first.
That's okay. So, we do a ton of inbound marketing pretty much through PPC. So we do all online marketing. We don't do any telecommunications. So a lead will come in and we're talking to them very similar to the way that, most people are talking to these sellers. But when we negotiate over the phone. So we're going through the property condition. We're evaluating the property right there on our computers in Austin. And based on the comparables and the condition that the seller describes, we'll go ahead and contract that property via DocuSign, like electronic signature. And once we have that electronic signature, then the next steps is to actually get, you know, real photos on file. And that way we can actually start beginning to market that property. So we'll have the seller take photos for us, or we'll hire a local handyman or a realtor to go get photos for us on our behalf. And then from there, once we've got, you know, our photos, we've got our contract, and we know how to get access into that property, then we can start locating interested parties who actually want to buy that property. So we'll go out, we'll find the buyer, we'll have them usually put a deposit down before they even go out to the property. Once their deposit's in and they've you know, agreed to purchase it, you know, based on the inspection, we'll give them one walkthrough after they put their deposit down. Then from there, they'll do their walkthrough, and we'll use a local title company, or we have national title companies that we use that'll facilitate the closing with all parties, and, you know, send the wire right into our bank account.
So a little more specifically, how do you get really close on estimating repairs?
It's an art. So one thing that, you know, we do is we have a detailed property description, and then, you know, pictures tell a thousand words, right? So, you know, sellers don't always know the exact condition of their property, or they try to hide things, you know. But once you have, you know, a detailed Rolodex of photos to look at, that's going to get you really close. So also, you know, after we send somebody in there, if they find out that there's additional repairs that are needed, you know, we're going to disclose that to the seller and all parties, and make sure that it's a win-win for everybody involved. You know, we want the investor to get a great deal. We solve the seller's problem. So, you know, nothing's really getting past us. Yeah, it's going to come out eventually.
Would you say the majority of your buyers are other real estate investors that are like taking the deal down and you're collecting an assignment fee from them?
Yeah, and unless it's a novation agreement, or, you know, we have the ability in our sometimes we'll just list the properties on the MLS on behalf of the seller. And in those cases, it's a conventional, you know, buyer. But the majority of our clients are all real estate investors like yourself, and, you know, you guys that are watching the show that are fixing and flipping property, or you're a buy and hold investor, you're looking for additional cash flow properties. Those are our end clients at the end of the day.
When you've got someone that's starting out and they want to be in wholesaling, one of the first things they need to do, I suppose, is build a buyer's list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your tips and secrets and strategies on how you quickly build a buyer's list of other real estate investors to market wholesale deals to?
Well, yeah, that was one of my biggest challenges going nationwide. You know, I had you know, leads coming in from everywhere, but I didn't have buyers everywhere. And so one thing that was really helpful to me was, you know, going to these masterminds and things like that, because I got to know so many other investors from different markets. I was either able to barter, trade, or buy, you know, a ton of different buyers lists. So I quickly built up a, you know, large buyers list just from that. And then, you know, additionally, Facebook is a great tool. There's tons of real estate investment Facebook groups all over where there's active investors looking for deals. So, you know, that and a lot of these small towns, we just reach out to the realtors there, because those realtors, they know everybody, right? They know the doctor that wants to buy, you know, a couple of rental properties a month. They know the big fix and flipper that's, you know, doing 40 homes a year. So, you know, you just be resourceful, roll your sleeves up, and talk to people.
There you can't beat picking up the telephone, can you?
No, that, and we are big on that. I'm big on, you know, being on the phones. We don't do a lot of texting or emailing. My guys, it's old school. Pick up the phone and make contact and have a conversation.
There you go. I love it. You know, we're in a crazy market nationwide. Pretty much every market, there's no inventory to speak of in the multiple listing service. I hear a lot of my real estate investing friends say it's the most challenging time that they've ever had of, you know, finding the off-market deals. And so, you know, we got to be consistently marketing. So first of all, would you agree with that statement that it's more challenging to find deals today, say, than a couple of years ago?
I don't know. I mean, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my career right now. So I think it just comes down to being, you're smart with the way that you're marketing, because yeah, if you're doing telecommunications, which is cold calling, ringless voicemail, texting sellers, that's an uphill battle. You're beating on their door, knocking on their door, you know, asking to give them a cash offer, and everybody else is doing that. So one thing that was critical for me was to get really good at online marketing. So I do, all I do is pay-per-click advertising. I don't do any other form of marketing. It's been that way for a long time, just because it's a completely different approach when somebody's reaching out to you, asking you for help, versus you reaching out, trying to help somebody.
Absolutely. I was going to say it's a whole different conversation when they're raising their hand, looking for you, versus you raising your hand and you looking for them. It's a whole different conversation when somebody's clicking on your ad and saying, hey, please contact me, versus, you know, you're coming into somebody's news feed or a Facebook ad or anything like that. I love it. I love it. So that's interesting. You're the only person I've talked to that is their, that's their one marketing channel. So that's fantastic. I would think your sales guys, your acquisitionists, have a lot happier day than some other wholesalers.
Big time. If I were to give them cold calling leads or texting leads, they probably quit, because I mean, it's a completely different vibe. We get, our conversion is, you know, one out of every 10 to 15 leads is a contract. So they're right, having to do much less, you know, outbound dials to get, you know, get deals.
Right. Right. What's your average cost of a deal these days? What's your conversion cost? In other words, how much money you got to spend in marketing to get a contract?
It fluctuates between $800 and $1,200. So our cost per contract is really low, because I've, you know, been working on PPC for so long. I've got my cost per lead really low at this point, which obviously plays a huge part in cost per contract and profitability and all that.
That's fantastic. Do you use virtual assistants in your business?
We do. We have some virtual assistants that help out on the disposition side. We have some full-time virtual assistant that helps follow up within our internal database. But the majority of my staff is all in-house right there in Austin, Texas. And yeah, they're there 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You know, just getting after it.
What kind of, say, CRM or tools or systems do you have in place that your business, you just really couldn't live without?
Well, yeah, I mean, our Podio is, you know, it's, we've customized our Podio to do everything that we need it to do. So that's been phenomenal. You know, if you're using Podio, find a good developer to help customize it to the way that you like to do business. And then additionally, Zillow, we comp using Zillow, and we comp using PropStream. So those are really helpful. And then on the selling side of selling the properties, we use a software called InvestorLift, which is really helpful. It'll show you all the LLCs of the people that are flipping property there in the area and give you their contact information. So InvestorLift has been a powerful tool for finding those investors across the country.
Interesting. So you've got quite a few years of experience right now. My next question, you would probably be able to answer this in more than one way, so I just let you pick one. What's one of the most important lessons you've learned since being in real estate investing?
Oh man, there's so many. You know, if I had to boil it down to one though, I don't want to give you like a cliche answer, like, you know, don't give up or anything like that. But in terms of real estate investing, it's going to be okay. So here's what I tell a lot of my students too. It comes down to your team. And let me elaborate on that. A players are the only thing that work in this business. If you have an A player and a B player, here's what happens. You got the B player that ends up, you know, getting half of the leads, and that deal that your A player would have closed and made $70,000 on, your B player is going to fumble on that and it's not going to become a deal. So you end up having a lot of lost revenue. So you look at that and you take that scenario and you extract it out over a week, a month, a quarter, a year, you could be potentially losing, you know, multiple seven figures if you don't have the best talent. So yeah, I think people want to, you know, try to settle for inexperienced people that aren't A talent because they don't think they can afford them and things like that. But I'm telling you, good talent is really the key to my success.
And what are your favorite ways to find that talent?
So I worked at Indeed before, you know, coming into real estate. So I know a lot of the tricks on how to, you know, get a ton of candidate flow on there. And then, you know, we've come up with a proprietary way of just, you know, being able to quickly funnel through people and get, you know, the best people that rise to the top on Indeed. So Indeed's by far number one, and then referrals as well. You know, we've had a lot of great people come through that work with me through just referrals.
Gotcha. Super. Well, Nick, I tell you what, you have got the experience and you are one impressive human being. What is a final thought or thoughts that you would like to share with the audience?
Yeah, final thoughts. Your biggest thing is, you know, if you're already in the business, here's what tends to happen is a lot of times you plateau, you end up getting stuck. I got stuck in what I call wholesaling purgatory for 3 or 4 years where I couldn't get past like that, you know, 5 to 8 deals a month. And what I did was, now that we do, you know, 40, 50, 60 deals a month, the biggest difference was A, your team, B, your marketing, and then also being nationwide. So I actually put together, like literally downloaded everything I know into video format and then created a mastermind behind it as well, where I work with already experienced real estate investors that are, you know, looking to, you know, get from that maybe handful of deals a month to, you know, 7+ figures, a year, you know, multiple 7 figures a year. That's what I'm really good at, is helping people that are already successful and getting them, you know, quickly through those, you know, growth pains in this business, because I already went through it. So that's my new passion now, is, you know, working with other investors. I get that's really rewarding to me. And that's been my new passion since I don't do much in the day-to-day of my wholesaling operation anymore. I just get out of those guys' way and let them close deals.
Yeah, man, you and I have got the same passion, and that is making a difference in other real estate investors' lives. So let's give everybody out your website or your URL, because we got some viewers, and most of the people that are going to be listening to us will actually be listening on the podcast. So that website is www.7, right? www.7, the word figure, and then cartel, cartel.com. 7figurecartel.com with the numeral 7 not spelled out. Did I get that right, Nick?
You got it. Or you can just reach out to me on Instagram. It's just my name, Nick Perry, and then REI, like real estate investment. So just Nick Perry, REI. Or you can go to the website. But yeah, happy to connect and help you guys any way I can.
That's super. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and join us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Jay. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. Well, there you have it, folks. Another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm your host, Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level, and we'll see you right here on the next show.